Spark something uncommon this holiday with just the right gift from Uncommon Goods. The busy holiday season is here, and Uncommon Goods makes it less stressful with incredible hand-picked gifts for everyone on your list, all in one spot. Gifts to spark joy, wonder, delight, and that's exactly what I want it feeling. Hey, y'all, I ordered a super cool piece. It's a candle with a sculpture of LSU Tiger Stadium on top of it. And each officially licensed laser-cut wooden replica features up to four layers of detail, creating a bird's-eye view of a specific football field, seating section, and more. And every label includes your stadium's name, the team's logo, and school location. And it has a coconut, soy, vegan wax infused with sandalwood smell that creates tailgates and touchdown scent profile, reminiscent of game day. It's invigorating like fresh-cut grass and nostalgic like smoke from a pre-game grill. In common, like the crisp autumn air of a new semester on campus. Y'all, I love it. I have it at the base of my TV, and I'm ready to watch the Tigers play on Saturday night, right? Uncommon Goods. Look, when you shop at Uncommon Goods, you're supporting artists and small independent businesses. And many of their handcrafted products are made in small batches. So shop now before they sell out this holiday season. Uncommon Goods looks for products that are high quality, unique, and often handmade or made in the U.S. They have the most meaningful, out-of-the-ordinary gifts anywhere. They even have gifts you can personalize. From holiday hosts and hostess gifts to the coolest finds for kids to hits for everyone from the book lovers to diehard sports fans, Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, not the same old selections you can just find anywhere. And with every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3 million to date. So to get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/RLRC. That's uncommongoods.com/RLRC for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limit time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary. Hey, ladies, are you feeling overwhelmed by hormonal changes? Well, you're definitely not alone. There are more than 1,000 hormone disruptors living in our environment right now. It's in your food, your water, the air you breathe, the clothes you wear, your skincare products. They all mess with your hormones. Then there's the natural hormone changes your body goes through, premenopause, menopause. And while it's a natural process, it doesn't mean you have to suffer through it. The good news is you don't have to suffer through it anymore because now you have Hormone Harmony, a formula made only with herbal ingredients that are shown to reduce hormonal symptoms in women of all ages. Hormone Harmony is not just a hormone supporting supplement, it's become a phenomenon. Women can't stop talking about it on social media. A bottle of Hormone Harmony is sold every 24 seconds. And the biggest benefit? Well, my wife says it makes her feel like her own self again. And that's what women mention over and over in the reviews. And there are over 30,000 reviews for Hormone Harmony. And for a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use code RLRC at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use code RLRC for 15% off today. That's happymammoth.com and use code RLRC. Hello, everybody, and welcome to this episode of Real Life, Real Crime, the podcast. As always, I'm your host, Woody Overton, and we are going to be continuing with Haley's story, y'all, and justice for Haley. You've heard the first episode with the 911 call and the family talking about who Haley was. And the second episode dealt mostly with, you know, the young cop and the different things he did and his brief interaction with Brooks Cleary. You need to go back and listen to it because it's important. The reason I'm playing these audios in a certain way, I want you to listen to what's being said, okay, especially about where the shotgun is. I want you to listen to Brooks's demeanor and his interaction with people, and it's just really important. And today, I'm going to start off with an Officer Thomas. Now, remember that the first officer that was on the scene and he ends up being in charge of the scene is this Officer Thomas. I played you Donaldson, the other one's view first, because I wanted to come back and do this one second. And he arrives right before Donaldson. And the full videos are going to be put up, y'all. I have to cut some stuff out because there's dead space, meaning like Thomas wasn't a rookie. Okay. He turns off his audio a lot. But the video is still up for Patreon convicts, and you can go look at that if you so choose. He even at one point asked Officer Hernandez, is your mic hot? And then and I'll play that for you. And she turned her mic off, right? Because he's evidently not a rookie. He doesn't, he's not excited like Donaldson was and saying all the stupid shit, et cetera. So we're going to start with Officer Thomas responding to this 911 call.
Recording.
Engine 52 is advised they may have one detained.
1241 or
107.
Careful.
Alright. Where are they at?
Shot to the head.
Oh.
What a shotgun.
Perfect.
Alright.
Alright,
man, come here.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, stand up.
Oh, we did a quick look on him. We didn't see anything.
Turn around, face this way.
Yeah.
Reach in your pocket. Turn around, face.
No, sorry. I was trying to pull my paper.
Let's bring his money back. Alright, now you just be entertained, okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
Moving arms. Any weapons on you?
No.
Do you mind if we search you?
Yeah.
All right.
No problem.
You want to get that side?
Yeah.
Just go ahead and take it out. Is she stable, critical?
14.
Hey. All right. You got some shoes or something in the house?
Yeah, in the house, yeah.
All right. Where are they at?
Well, they're going to be in the house, yeah.
Well, obviously, where at in the house?
Probably Nikes, what?
Probably on the right.
.81-12 to .81-71
It's a little chilly out here.
Trying to raise .81-71
They're gonna put you in the car, sir.
Hey, can you start this way right to roll call? We got a 48.
Do you mind doing me a favor? Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, 10-4, we got one detained.
Well, Moses got to get that heel in there. All right.
Is it all right if I grab this?
Grab what?
My boot.
You can't put your foot down into it?
No. Oh, there you go. There you go. Thank you.
Well, okay. I'm going now.
Alright.
What is the issue? Oh, jeez.
You alright?
Right. Yeah, I'm alright. Jesus Christ.
So that's your fiance inside?
Yeah.
Alright. So right now you're being detained until we can continue our investigation.
Okay.
Probably have some detectives come out that's gonna want to talk to you, okay? Figure out what's going on.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
Hold on. Let me get you to the car and then we'll talk.
Right.
Sorry, I had COVID recently. So.
Okay. Going to the side of the car. All right, have a seat in there for me, okay?
Oh, jeez Louise.
All right, watch your leg real quick.
What'd
he say? He hasn't said anything. I haven't questioned him.
No.
I'm not. So she's 48. The shotgun they pulled out, they said they had a shell. I don't know if they mean an empty shell. Will you hang out here for a second? I don't know if they mean an empty shell or a full shell.
So when they found her, they just rolled her over. The shotgun was underneath her, and they touched nothing but the shotgun and the shell.
Okay.
If they had gloves on, okay?
All right. Shell or
it was in it.
I unloaded it.
Gotcha.
There's nothing else.
Okay.
For our safety.
Yeah. You're
nothing
good.
Else in the tube. That was the only shell in the room.
Okay.
Where was he when we first came up?
Sitting right next to her.
Yeah.
Okay.
He seems pretty historical.
Yeah, he's not acting
first
like off
meds. Commercial alarm.
Yeah. All right.
Is she a dead shot wound or is it just
I don't know.
We turned her. Her face is all deformed, and I went to feel the back, and I went right in.
Okay.
So I put my hand on. If it's
something. What engine are y'all?
Engine 52, truck 52.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're right down the road from KSU. We can handle it.
Oh, appreciate it.
Weapon was found under this pile here, butt that way, muzzle this way. She was over here. She just wore her body face down.
So she was on top of the gun?
No, she was next to it.
Yeah.
So the right or the shotgun.
Is the rest of us?
No, we just got him.
I mean, yeah.
Right, calls right here. All right, it's just HVAC.
Yeah, so if you take her right arm and fold it over, is how she was. Well, there's no sort of skull.
Yeah.
And brain matter. Oh, that's an actual piece of control. Also, it's that right there. That's brain, I think. Brain. Well, that's brain. And then brain over by the control. Brain here.
Oh, there's literally the rest of her brain.
No way.
Like, all of it.
Hang on, I gotta see.
Oh, yeah.
That is the most intact brain I've ever seen outside of a head in my life.
That's wild.
That is full.
Are you good if I pull my monitor but leave the pads?
Any of y'all got tape?
Okay.
Yeah. Well, you gonna get some and bring it up?
That is, wow.
Yeah.
Dude, her entire brain is back behind us. Like, almost, like, south side of the bits are here.
Is she cold?
Hey, pick. Let everybody else know we don't need everybody walking in here.
Let's hop out of here. Is that where the shell ejected?
Yeah. That's a full shell. The shell ejection's outside.
Yeah, that's an attack one.
No, the only one we ejected is outside. Yeah. And that's all that was in it.
We all
moved
our arms, so.
Okay.
Yeah, y'all can just leave the door open. All y'all stuff out?
Do we know the building is under fire watch?
You don't need anything else from us?
No. If I need anything, I'll get dispatched and give y'all give me a call. I appreciate y'all.
So he's the one that waved us down.
Hernandez, you got a crime scene log?
Okay, y'all, you heard Thomas responding to the scene and his first interaction with Brooks Cleary and what he does. And, you know, he's the one that cuffs him, takes him to his car. And, you know, like Brooks is joking about his fucking shoes, right? And ask, you know, can you help me get my foot in my shoe and stuff like that. And, you know, hey, never says anything about Haley, right? And I apologize if you hear the rain outside. But he never says anything about Haley, right? And he's laughing. It's just, who acts like that? When you just heard, go back and listen to the 911 call where he's doing all the what I consider to be fake crying and everything else. So You hear it up until that point, and of course, Thomas turns off his audio, but then he turns it back on when he's getting back in the car again with Brooks. And this, some time has gone by, but we're going to play that audio for you now.
No longer muted.
Getting the log started. Snow. Part of the detectives en route.
Yeah.
Snooty. Oh, should be here in a minute, then.
Right
around
the horn.
You all
right? Yeah, I just got
crazy. Okay.
So, y'all, you just heard him, right? He turns back on his audio. He's getting back in his car, and Brooks says, "Hey, what y'all doing up there?" Right? Motherfucker, you know what they're doing, first of all. And then it just tells me basically the detectives are en route. He never asks why. And, you know, he asks him, "All right." Brooks says, "Yeah." And look, I listened to it 1,000 times. I never hear him slurring his words, and he's not fucked up or anything like that. So, now I'm going to play you it. So he gets out of the car and turns the audio off. That's where I just stopped it at. And then he's going to get back in the car again. And I'm going to play this audio for you.
No longer muted.
I'm not Miranda. What? I'm not Mirandaizer. I'm not asking questions. Just if he talks, I'm... Hey, what's your last name? Yeah.
Clary,
C-L-E-A-R-Y. What's your first name?
B-R-O-O-K-S.
What's your birthday?
02-27-2002.
And you have a Georgia driver's license?
Yes, sir. Okay.
You.
Yeah. My hair is all screwed up in that photo, huh?
There is a message for you.
So like I said, we're just waiting on our detectives to get here, okay?
Okay.
They're going to ask you a lot of questions about what happened tonight. And then...
Okay. Yeah, no, all it was just... little argument.
Okay. All right, well, like I said, when they get here, they'll ask you questions and I'll see what happened a little bit further. I'm not going to ask you much just because I don't want to mess up their whole deal. They're kind of peculiar about things being done certain ways. And then we'll go from there, okay? Do you need anything?
Is there any way I can get some water?
Some water? I'll see if anybody has one in their car, but I can't go inside the apartment right now. So if somebody's got some in their car, I'll bring you one. If not, just hold on with me a little bit and we'll get you some, okay?
So y'all, you hear him, right? He gets back in the car and he talks to Brooks and he asks him his name and his date of birth, et cetera. And Brooks is real calm, answers him clearly. And he, when he pulls up, you can't see it on the audio, obviously, but when he pulls up Brooks's photo, driver's license photo, and Brooks laughs and he says something like, "Oh, that's a bad picture of you. You know, my hair was all screwed up." And yeah, who does that, right? You're sitting in the back of a cop car and still never ask about Haley, right? I mean, it's bizarre to say the least, and just nonchalant, laughing and la-di-da, right? So now I'm going to play the audio from Officer Hernandez's body camera. So y'all listen to this.
Body worn on duty.
Alright, y'all are good to go. We'll turn this over to Moore Watch.
You guys might need a crime scene log.
Okay. I don't know, to be honest.
Do you have one?
Yeah, I can.
Fred!
Hey, Pitt, you got a log?
Do I have the log?
Crime scene log? I don't think I
have. Oh,
the mic. Okay.
I can check my paperwork. Like, if he doesn't have one, I'll run down and check because I have a bunch of stuff in the trunk, but
okay.
I don't know if I ever got one of those or not. I don't know if I ever got one of those or not. You want me to be in charge of that or?
Are you zone 3?
I am.
If you don't mind.
Okay.
That way I can run around and do whatever I got to do.
So the guy called?
No, another guy called, which
okay.
I don't know where he's at right now.
Let me understand what's going on here at least so I know something.
So basically from what I understand, because, I mean, we pull up, they got the guy sitting down right here, and I'm like, is she okay? Is she critical? Is she stable? They're like, no, she's 48. I was like, that would have been good to know. But all I know is they get a call from somebody. They get here. She's clearly dead upon arrival. They try to work her anyways, whatever. He's just chilling inside, sitting right next to crisscross applesauce.
Is this her husband?
Her fiance. Sitting crisscross next to her. They get him out, set him down right there. When we get here, they're like all standing right here with the door closed. I'm like, all right. They're like, shotgun's right there, shell's right there, he's right here. I'm like, okay, but what's going on?
How old is she?
She was,
yeah, see, I can't tell because I didn't really get a good look at her, but.
Can't tell anything.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm sure it's all gone.
But yeah, I've never seen. Are you like hot?
See, I'll just see Hernandez arrives on the scene. She's given the duty of. Or you just heard Hernandez arriving on the scene. She's given the duty of the crime scene log and, you know, the crime scene tape is up. If you could see the audio, you'd see all this. The crime scene tape is up. And at one point, Thomas comes back in and they talk. He gets her turn off her mic and they continue to talk and they look through the crime scene again. But that's all in the videos. All right, y'all. Next, I'm going to play you just a short clip from an officer Davis's body cam, and it's kind of what you heard before, but it's from his body cam's perspective. So just listen to what's being said. It's real short.
Body weren't on duty.
Where was the shell?
Inside. Still inside the court.
Okay.
Hey, Thomas.
Yeah.
Where you going?
Go from this pole right here to the corner right there where she is at. Yeah.
All
right. She was laid like this, just a little bit further back. Shotgun was right here. Splatter brain is behind the couch. We've got fragments over there and over there. Front of her face was completely deformed, but don't know where the actual shot went through. I'm assuming the front. Yeah, that's where we're at right now. Had to talk to him. He's in the back of my car.
Yeah.
But he's very happy-go-lucky for
okay.
His wife or fiance is like this. The only person who's touched the shotgun as of now is fire. They had on gloves just to clear it.
Yeah.
Because he was still in here.
Okay. You have the on-call detective. Call me up. Where are you at?
I don't know.
What's Perez's number?
You have 183-30, bro.
8171 to 8331. Who's our on call tonight? Do you know? Perez! Devil. Where's this guy at? Who's at the car?
Thomas.
Okay.
All right. So after Davis is there and checks out the scene, Donaldson, our original guy that I played on the second episode, Donaldson goes back to, you know, this dude's got like, got to interject himself into the investigation. He wants to be lead on it so bad. But I want you to listen to this audio now and listen specifically to what Brooks Cleary says.
And
find out
what can't feel your hands. We'll get him to come down here, okay?
Yeah. I don't even know why I'm being detained. I didn't even do anything.
Okay.
Ow.
Well, you got to understand the situation, right? The whole situation, what happened? So we're just kind of. What's going on in there? What's happened with her? We're just making sure everything's before we start.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
I'm the one who called y'all.
I know. We're just Right now, you're just detained for right now. Yeah, the officer's gonna, he'll come down here and do it for you, okay?
Okay, is she okay?
We'll get there in a minute, okay?
Alright, that's all I'm worried about. Like, honestly, she's my fiance, like...
Yeah?
There's nothing other than her that I care about. Like, I don't understand.
Okay. Well, he'll be down here in a minute, okay? He won't be long. He just radioed up. He's gonna come down. Should be no more than a couple minutes.
Is she okay?
Yeah, 4A. 05 Alex.
She got you for that.
No. Honestly, we're hoping he can come down here. Let him sit in it. Yeah, he keeps doing this.
Hang on this camera.
Yeah. 132
radio.
Watch that. 132
going.
I was about to put a dip
in, too. 132 radio.
No, I called, like,
y'all away.
Ow.
You gotta turn your body the other way, man.
Oh my god, that's a bit tighter.
I had to tighten it up wrong. Hold on.
That seems pretty good to me.
You just gotta kind of keep them turned the way they are, okay? Because if you turn your wrist, it's gonna lock up.
Ow. All right.
Watch your head. You want the window left down, or are you okay?
Cool. Yeah, but how's she doing? Is she okay?
They're gonna come down and talk to you in a second, okay?
Okay. All right.
I lost my other glove.
Oh, good crap.
I'll babysit. See you later.
That's far, man. I got the light on so you can see them.
What are they doing up there? Just like...
Foster's pissed off.
Why?
The fire moved
her. Moved her?
Cleared out.
Well, what were they supposed to do?
All right, y'all. So, hey, y'all. Let me tell you about Gobble. All Gobble meal kits are pre-prepped. That means less work for you and less waste in your kitchen. Their meal kits include everything you need so you can save time at the store or just skip that trip entirely. I got the box in and I had 3 different meals. I had a Kung Pao chicken, crispy fish tacos, and a beef bourguignon, however you say it. But let me tell you about the classic beef bourguignon. Look, it came with beef pot roast and a beef broth concentrate, red wine demi-glace, cremini mushrooms, cipollone onions, mashed potatoes, baby carrots, and rosemary thyme butter. It was so easy to make. Literally like 15 minutes it took Cindy. And let me tell you something, all the dishes were fire, but this thing was like a taste explosion in my mouth. It's just unreal. We've got to spend more time together and more time doing the things we love because everything came in this one single box. right to my door. So see what a difference Gaba will make for your household. Right now, they're offering my listeners a fantastic limited time deal. You get $120 off across four boxes, plus free shipping and free cookies. And let me tell you, those cookies, I ate one that was sin-baked and it was delicious. Go to gobble.com/real life. That's GOBBLE.com/real life for $120 off your first four boxes. This offer is not available on the home site, so don't miss out. This is genius. It's taste explosions in your mouth like you never had. Hey, y'all, it's fall, my favorite time of year. You know, I love hunting, traveling to see my grandbaby or go to Wisconsin and spending a precious time with friends and family. I'm so excited to ditch my shorts and flip-flops and upgrade to cozy sweaters and warm leather jackets from Quince. Quince offers affordable, high-quality essentials for any wardrobe that includes seasonal must-haves like Mongolian cashmere sweaters from $60 and comfortable pants for any occasion. Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes. And they partner with them directly, cutting out the cost of the middleman and passing the savings to you. That means Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands, so you can update your look without breaking the bank. Shopping with Quince is fun and easy. You know, I don't like to shop. That's my wife Cindy's job. But when it comes to picking out my new fall wardrobe additions from Quince, I had to be part of decision making, and it was so easy. I got the fisherman sweater in the alabaster, and I even chose the Mongolian cashmere joggers. They are soft and comfortable. The prices are great, and the quality is even better. I would put any of my new additions up against any luxury brand out there. Upgrade your wardrobe with pieces made to last with Quince. Go to quince.com/RLRC for free shipping on your order and the 365-day returns. That's quince.com/RLRC to get free shipping and 365-day returns. Go to quince.com/RLRC. Poor baby's cuffs are too tight, right? And Donaldson goes and gets Davis, and I'll play you and listen to this interaction. Very important on Brooks, what Brooks says. Davis goes back to the car to loosen up Brooks's cuffs.
Recording.
Hey, turn it face that way for me. I'm gonna loosen your cuffs up, son.
Hold on.
Hang on just a second.
Oh, thank God you did. Turn this other way.
Oh. Yeah, it's a bit tight.
Which one? This one?
Yeah, this one right here. That one's like the most tight.
I'm gonna turn your wrist. It's gonna hurt for just a second, okay?
Oh, fuck.
Hang on.
No.
See how that's better already?
Oh, my God. It felt like it was gonna break.
I know. Is that better?
Yeah.
Is the other one okay?
A little bit. Is there any way we could just, like, do, like, one click less?
Yeah, I got you.
Okay, thank you so much. How's Haley doing? She okay? I called, like, y'all to make sure that she was doing okay.
Ow.
Oh, geez, Louise.
You gotta turn the body a little in, man.
Oh, my God. That's a bit tighter.
I hadn't tightened it up at all, man. Hold on. Right. You just gotta kind of keep them turned the way they are, okay? Because if you turn the wrist, it's gonna lock up.
All right.
You want the window left down, or are you okay?
You can move it down, but how's she doing? Is she okay?
They're gonna come down and talk to you in just a second, okay?
Okay, all right.
going up.
Huh?
All right. Well, you can sit in the car, man. I got the light on so you can see him. Foster's pissed off.
So, you hear Cleary? I mean, he's not. He's like, what? Never asked is, or never said, Haley's dead. Never cried, never did whatever. He's worried about his cuffs being too tight, and Thomas takes care of him, right? And I'm going to now play you an interview that Officer Hernandez does with a guy named Buck. And so listen to this.
Oh, man,
I can
tell
you my name. Eric Buck.
Hold on just a second.
Just give your name and phone number. That's all right. Okay.
I feel like I just got this notebook and it's already so full.
I appreciate it.
Okay, what's your name?
T.A. Oh, here. Yes, sir. Buck, B-U-C-K.
B-U-C-K?
Yes, ma'am.
That's your first name? Or yeah. Your last name?
That's my first name.
Okay. And what's your phone number?
404.
Uh-huh.
637.
Uh-huh.
8240. And you live in
which apartment?
802.
802.
So you said about 10 o'clock, did you say?
Yeah, I want to say 1 o'clock.
But they were out here already.
Oh, no. He
right.
Okay. No, trying to be cool off and be cute situation.
Okay. And that's when the leasing agent was out here with him also?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. But none of the police or fire department was on. Oh, okay. So what did he tell you then?
Like, you know, like how they was like, she was just freaking out, like how they were just like,
okay.
You know, simple stuff.
Gotcha. But did he say anything in general, or you just kind of like walked by, or was like, you know, hey, you good?
Yeah, that's really what it was, like a walk by conversation.
Okay.
Like I walked by him, I was like, you know, you good? And he's like, yeah, we're good. She's just freaking out. I was like, yeah, right. I haven't done
it. Right, so. But he didn't go into details or anything.
No.
Okay. All right, I'm just trying to put all the pieces and everything together. So.
I saw the yellow tape, I said, hold on, whoa.
Yeah, that always leads into something different, doesn't it? Anyway, nothing for anybody else around here to worry about.
That's very good. I'm honestly glad y'all was here because like, I met a girl earlier and I was trying to make sure everything was
going well. Gotcha.
So I was like, I was like,
gotcha.
Use my football speed.
I appreciate it.
You're so welcome.
Yep.
All right. Take care.
All right, y'all. So you heard Buck say that when he got home earlier in the evening at 8-something, that Brooks was sitting outside and, you know, kind of nonchalant. Yeah, they just had another fight and what have you. And then that's that, right? So he's sitting in the car, the scene's being worked, and, you know, the detectives have responded, and all the stuff is going on that I've told you about thus far. And finally, Thomas is done with the scene, but guess what? He's still the guy that took Brooks or detained Brooks at first, and now Brooks is still being detained, and he's got to take him to the jail. So I'm going to play this audio for you now.
Recording.
Hop out.
Jesus.
Walk over this way.
Okay.
Right ahead?
Yep.
Okay.
This way. Look at this door, he just gotta open it. B, Sarge. B.
Yeah.
Okay. Set it. Take his handcuffs off of you. All right, you have a seat.
Sir. Mm-hmm.
All right, y'all. So now our boy Brooks is actually the jail and the police department. I think it's all the whole station is all a part of one thing. He didn't place him in a jail cell. He placed him in an interview or an interrogation room where he's waiting for the detectives to come interview him. Again, compliant, sober to me. I mean, if you tell me if you hear different, but I'm setting this up for next week, y'all, and sugar really, really starts to turn to shit. Okay. So it's very, very important that you please share Haley's episode, share it everywhere and tell everybody about it. We need people to get pissed off. And if you're a patron and a convict, and which convicts are our subscribers through the Real Life Real Crime Community app, which you can download from the App Store for free, and Patreon members, you can go to patreon.com. Type in Real Life Real Crime and, you know, you'll get those things, but you can't share it, y'all. Murder is bad, no way about it. But you hear some pretty rough stuff in this episode about officers talking about Haley and her brain and all that blood spatter and all that type of stuff. I bet it is what it is. And there's no way that Haley was having a seizure or did this to herself. So share it everywhere. Next week is going to pick up with more. We're going to be done with the crime scene. There will be no more lights and sirens and all that shit. We're going to get down to more interviews, but they're all conducted at the police department. So, and, you know, prayers go out to Miss Barbara and Stella and Tyler and them, because I believe Haley's birthday is November 23rd. So it's coming up this week, and I know it's a horrible time. I know if Miss Stephanie's first week of October for Miss Stephanie, Belgrade, Courtney Coco's mom, is the worst time of the year, and because they relive it every year, you know. So happy heavenly birthday to Haley, and y'all just share. Look, we've already gotten two TV interviews Miss Barbara has done just since the podcast has come out in the Atlanta area. So we're getting the traction, but we want even more traction. And as the story goes along and you see and you hear what the witnesses have to say, you're going to understand. And actually what the cops have to say and everything else, you're going to understand, and you're really going to be pissed off. So share it. And I love and appreciate each and every one of y'all. Thank you for liking and listening and sharing and hashtag justice for Haley. It's what it's all about. And I truly, truly believe we can do this. If we do it together, we've done it before, we can do it again. Lifers are the best. And I'm Woody Overton, your host of Real Life, Real Crime, the podcast. Until next time or ever, don't let me catch you down on Murder Bayou. Peace.
Save big on your Thanksgiving feast, all in the Kroger app. Buy two, get three free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up with your card. Then get a juicy frozen grade A Kroger turkey for 49 cents a pound, limit one with a $25 additional purchase with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.